case, please.
Who did you say the builder was?
That Pioneer.
Pioneer.
Pole builder.
Yeah, pole builder.
Uh-huh, something like that, right?
In fact, he was supposed to provide the office with an address.
Yeah, never.
He didn't? Never saw it? Okay.
Keep that in mind when you get down to number four below.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Case number 9846, George C. Keene, Road 363 within Plantation Park Marina. A variance from minimum frontage along any tidal water body, river, or their major
tributaries.
Thank you. Couldn't get it out.
tributaries.
Let's see. Now, okay, Mrs. Collins presented the case. Jeff Clark from Land Tech was sworn in and testified, requesting a 75-foot variance from the required 150-foot of frontage along any tidal water body, river, or their major tributaries. That the subdivision was approved in 1988. That Sussex County would provide wastewater service. That he currently has an application to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission for a rezoning, and that it will consist of 7 lots. The board found there is no parties appeared in support or opposition. Table to June 11, 5-0.
Mr. Chairman, this was one we board probably hasn't had previously, at least I don't remember, in the last 8 or 10 years. This is in one of the specially declared conservation zones, and it had some it affects land within 1,000 feet of tidal waters, and requires that lots be at least 1 acre and also have a lot width of 150 feet unless central water and sewer were provided. And this application was for a variance from the frontage. But I'm still not clear as to whether or not they need a variance for lot size. Okay. In the conservation zone, it says 1 acre.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Should you request some time?
And I wrote to Lawrence before I went on vacation. Unfortunately, I didn't hear back from him today.
Okay.
There's an application before planning and zoning, and that may be taking care of that 1 acre thing, but I just don't know.
Right.
Well, may be that they will deal with that, and you will only have to deal with frontage.
Frontage.
On the other hand, if it turns out they need a second variance, it would seem to me, as you've done in the past, to make more sense to do them both together.
Right.
After that decision's been made, and I just couldn't get hold of Lawrence to get any clearance on that.
Do you want to hold to our next regular meeting?
It's up to 18? You guys.
I mean, give you enough time to research.
I can take that issue up with Mr. Lank.
It'd be best then to hold to our next regular meeting then, okay. Which is only next week. Would that give you enough? Both of it.
Yeah, see, the way the statute reads, I mean, I read it as requiring variances for both. Size and frontage, but if it may be that P&Z can take care of the size, but if that's the case, I don't know why they couldn't do both, too. So I'm just not sure on why there's two different things pending.
Well, that would be best after hearing it, because we have voted on two before, but waiting to get a clarification. That'd be my recommendation then to the board. If we wait,
it'd be by next week, you think?
Sure. Well, you got to have something, a clarification by next week, or would you want longer than that?
Well, you say
no. I couldn't get him today. I might have something before.
He feels he could have it by next meeting.
No, I don't have any correspondence like
either. Bob, we could give you gentlemen both enough time.
Actually, I did send a letter over to everybody about that, and for whatever reason, it didn't get out in the package for today's meeting. So.
Okay. Well, then I would entertain a motion that we would.
Chairman, I move we table it until our next regular meeting until clarification is brought forward.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we'll table case number 9846 to our next regular meeting, which will be the 18th, next Monday night. Ask allow counsel and Mr. Rigger's time to get clarification on this. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Okay, that